You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to History of the Great War Postscript. What you're about to hear is the introduction to the first season of my next podcast, History of the Second World War. The topic is probably pretty obvious, if only because I'm not very imaginative with my naming. If you want to hear more of that podcast after you're done, you can find History of the Second World War wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, any other venue. Or you can head over to the website, historyofthesecondworldwar.com. If you forget, don't worry, I'll be posting 3 more episodes from History of the Second World War onto this feed over the coming days, a 3-part series on the League of Nations. As always, thank you for listening to History of the Great War, and I hope you will join me on my new journey through the history of the Second Great War.
Hello everyone, and welcome to History of the Second World War. This is what I'm calling Episode Zero, and the purpose of this episode is to discuss information about the podcast, what this is, the content that it will cover, who I am, and then how you can support the show. After you listen to this episode, or at any time in the future, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, or concerns, you can reach me at historyofthesecondworldwar@outlook.com, on Twitter at WorldWar2Pod, or on Facebook at facebook.com/historyofthesecondworldwar. All of those links are also in the show notes. So this is the History of the Second World War podcast, which will be a weekly podcast which will cover the events of the Second World War in roughly chronological order. It will cover the events of the interwar years in the lead-up to the conflict, through the war years, and then probably up to the creation of the United Nations, although that is really far in the future. While covering this very eventful time period, I hope to be able to take you off the beaten path a bit, which should allow us to discuss events that are sometimes not given the attention that they probably deserve. As I mentioned, these events will be covered in roughly chronological order, which means for the next several months we will be discussing the events of the interwar period, beginning with the founding of the League of Nations, then on to the rise of Mussolini in Italy, then the Great Depression, and then so on throughout the interwar years. I do want to take a moment, though, to define what I mean when I say roughly chronologically, a definition that will become even more important during the war years. So when I use the term roughly, I mean that we will mostly be discussing events in order that they occurred, but those events will be broken up into logical pieces. To use a specific example that we will eventually have to contend with, December 1941. So in December 1941, there are a few big things happening around the world. On December 7th, the Russians counterattacking in front of Moscow had just started. Rommel would order a retreat in North Africa, the Japanese forces were on the move in Southeast Asia, and Japanese planes were, of course, on their way to Pearl Harbor. The podcast will not be cutting between all of these events in real time, which would probably just result in a confusing mess. Instead, we will cover each campaign before turning to the next, at a point that seems logical to break up a specific campaign. There will be times when we break out of this chronology to discuss events that do not neatly fit on a timeline, like, for example, the strategic bombing campaigns, or what life was like in countries around the world, or partisan activities, just to name a few. But these will be the exception and not the rule. If you would like a very rough roadmap of what all of this looks like in practice, you can visit the roadmap over at historyofthesecondworldwar.com. Along with chronology, another piece of information about the podcast I want to discuss is level of detail. With the Second World War, maybe more than any war in history, the ability to go into extreme detail is not just possible, but very easy to do almost by accident. The amount of writing and analysis done by historians since 1945 provides incredibly rich and detailed sources that are simply incredible. For this podcast, I will be holding to a more zoomed-out approach to events. I try to stay away from what I call platoon chasing, which is basically tracking and discussing the events of a bunch of small units over the course of an extended period of time. At the scale of events during the Second World War, I think such detailed accounts are very valuable to history, but for a podcast, it can create a lot of confusion. The precise level of detail will depend on the topic being discussed, but hopefully you will always find it to be appropriate. So that is a bit about the podcast, but what about me? Well, my name is Wesley Livesay, and in 2014, I started a podcast on the First World War called History of the Great War. When I made the decision to start that podcast, I was looking for a way to engage with my love of history, and thought that a podcast would be a good way to do so. An easy way, I thought at the time, which was absolutely not accurate. After a bit of a rocky start, History of the Great War continued for over 5 years, until in late 2019, I ran into a problem. History of the Great War was a chronological podcast about World War I, and eventually I arrived at a point on the timeline where I felt I stopped telling the story of the First World War and had bumped into the story of the Second, which is where the concept for this podcast began. As part of my previous podcast, and also as part of this new endeavor, I'm running a Patreon campaign. You can find information about that campaign over at historyofthesecondworldwar.com/members. If you choose to support the podcast, you can gain access to several benefits. The first is a podcast feed without any advertisements. You can also get access to special Patreon-only episodes, which are released once a month. These episodes are generally deep dives into topics that don't really fit within the main narrative. The first series of Patreon episodes has already started, and it will discuss the changes in the naval planning and preparations in the Royal Navy and Japanese Navy in the run-up to the Washington Naval Conference in 1921. And then we will carry that forward through the treaty years, again as we're discussing the sort of details about how the navies around the world interacted with the new requirements based around the Washington Treaty. Along with all the new content, which will be released every month, as a supporter of this podcast, you also gain access to the entire back catalog of 53 Patreon episodes from my First World War podcast. You can find out more information about all of that over at historyofthesecondworldwar.com/members. Well, that is all for this episode. You should have another episode already in your feed, Episode 1, Introduction, in which the real content of the podcast begins. Again, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, or concerns, shoot me an email at historyofthesecondworldwar@outlook.com or over on Twitter at World War II Pod or on Facebook at facebook.com/historyofthesecondworldwar.